all? Is it
Love all? Talk Radio.
When you start to bring your Sunday school book and your daily bread and so on to you, the new Sunday school book? Okay, all right.
Amen. All right. Truly, we thank the Lord.
Lord, well, I'll see you.
Amen. We thank the Lord. That was Sister Holmes and Sister Blake. But we thank the Lord, amen, that truly God has blessed us to be here. And we have quite a few that are out with sick with this virus. And little Tatum says, we don't have as many here today. But we thank God that we are. Thank God that he has blessed and he is blessing us, and he's allowed us another privilege and an opportunity to gather in his name. And thank God for Sister Lillian being on likewise, and trust in the Lord continuously for her. And Sister Carol, we know she's on too, and she would have been here, but just not able. So we just thank the Lord for that, and just thank the Lord for all that are here today.
Amen.
As we've said many times in the past, we have more than two, we have more than three, and Jesus said, if two or three are gathered in my name, he'd be in the midst. So
yes,
he's in the midst, because we have more than that, and so we thank the Lord for that and ask God's continued blessings be upon us as we go throughout. It's good to see Sister India coming in with her in infinity, and thank God. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God. And God has truly blessed us, and just we'll remember those who are sick. The Belton family is down sick, so remember all of them, and we'll remember remember Brother Levester. He's back, but he got sick. Likewise, we'll remember the Jenkins family. They're sick, and so we got quite a few.
Yes,
means that we're going to have to get some extra vitamin C. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. But we're here. Amen. Let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you again this morning for your manifold blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to gather once again in the house of the Lord one more time, thanking you for your grace, your mercy extended unto us, and asking, O Lord, that thou would continue to bless us, dear Lord, and be with us in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord God, from the depths of our heart for all that you have done, and ask, dear Lord, that you would continue to bless your people in every way we stand in need of. We pray, Lord God, that your continued blessings be upon the family of God in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are able to be out, dear Heavenly Father, for the services today, Lord God. We realize, dear Heavenly Father, we have many that are sick and afflicted in body due to all the viruses that are in the land, but we thank you, Lord God, for all those who are still well in body and who have found it well to be to the house of the Lord. Thank you for seeing Sister India and Little Infinity being here today, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon them. We know that Sister Little Infinity has been through her bout with sickness, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you have touched this child. And we ask in the name of Jesus that thou will continue to look down upon her with favor.
Okay.
We thank you, Lord God, for her dear mother, Lord God, and ask that you would help her, Lord God, as she raises her in these perilous times, dear Father. Lord God, let her know, dear Father, that she is on our heart and on our mind each and every day of the week, dear Heavenly Father. A prayer is sent up for her, dear Heavenly Father, asking you to bless and be with them. Father, likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear sister, Carol, Lord God. Not able to be out this morning, but we thank you, Lord God, that she's online, dear Heavenly Father, wanting to hear the word. She called out even on yesterday to make sure she would be able, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to use our dear sister as you've been using her to your glory and to your honor, Lord God. We know she's sick in body, but Lord God, she's not looking at it that way, dear Heavenly Father. She's looking at it in a way, dear Father, that you're using her as a witness, dear Heavenly Father, to the goodness of you, dear Father. And so we just ask that continued blessings be upon her. Likewise, remembering, Lord God, Sister Lillian, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you for her. Ask that thou would continue to remember our dear sister in a mighty way. We thank you for all that you've done for Sister Lillian and all that thou art doing and going to do on her behalf. Ask that you would continue, Lord God, to bless her in her home. Be with her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. And we know her desire, Lord God, is to be healed, dear Father, so that she might be able to be back out to the house of the Lord. And so we just ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Thank you for Sister Holmes being on this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Ask continued blessings upon her and her household, Lord God. Remember her children, Lord God, who so diligently take care of her, dear Heavenly Father, who care for their mother, Lord God, who honor her, dear Heavenly Father, who know, dear Heavenly Father, that what they're doing, Lord God, and we believe in our heart is what is enabling her to be able, dear Father, to hear the word of God and to be able to live alone, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless her children, Lord God, as they bless her, dear Heavenly Father, and because she truly is a blessing to each and every one of us. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We ask this day, Lord God, that you would remember the saints who are here this morning and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Remember, Lord God, Brother Levester, Lord God, and we they're back from vacation, Lord God, but he got sick, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just pray for our dear brother and ask that you would bless him and lift him up in his body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God, because we know, dear Lord, if he was able, he would be here, dear Father. Ask you to remember his son, William, Lord God, in a special way. Remember his children, his daughters, Lord God, Angela, Jada, and Tina, dear Heavenly Father, their husbands, Lord God, and their children. Ask that you remember his grands, Lord God. We know, dear Father, that if brother was here, he would put a request in for him, Lord God. And so, Lord God, on his behalf, Lord God, we are lifting him up in prayer to you, dear Father, knowing you're able to do all things but fail. Thank you for Brother Jackson, Reggie, being here this morning and ask the continued blessings upon him, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for allowing them to have traveling mercies over the highways there and the airways, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to bless and be with them, Lord God. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, you remember those in the media room, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them as they bring in loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, those who are listening in, dear Father, to hear the word of God. We just pray that you would bless our dear sister Melita. And if Brother PJ comes in, Lord God, remember them, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the work of the ministry, of the media, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you remember each and every one that calls in, that hears the word of God, dear Father. Pray, Lord God, something is said to some soul, Lord God, that may not know you, dear Heavenly Father, that they will think about where they will spend eternity, Lord God. Help them to know, Lord God, we pray for them every Tuesday, Lord God. We pray for lost souls, dear Heavenly Father, not only on Tuesday, but, Lord God, we come for a special service, dear Heavenly Father, at 10:30 on Tuesday mornings, Lord God. Many saints gather right here in the house of the Lord on bended knee, Lord God, lifting up, dear Father, to you, souls, dear Heavenly Father, of lost ones, loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, neighbors, friends, co-workers, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, our desire is to see souls saved, dear Father. And we know, dear Heavenly Father, you're able to save, dear Heavenly Father. And when you do, you're able to save to the uttermost. And so we just pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Remember other saints that are on, dear Heavenly Father, our saints that are in Boston, Lord God, and possibly New York, dear Heavenly Father, down saints down in Florida, Lord God, Sister Sanders and her family, Lord God. And remember them in a special way, Lord God. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, we remember, dear Father, others, dear Father, that have called in. Remember Sister Ruth, Lord God. We know, Lord God, she's been suffering in her body too, Lord God. And so we lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember her son and her grandson, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray a special prayer upon Sister Regina. It's good to see her out this morning, dear Father. Thank you for this, dear sister. Thank you for what you have done for Sister Regina. Thank you for all that you do in her stead, Lord God. Thank you for her daughter, who likewise cares for her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings be upon them in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember Debbie as she's due to go for surgery. I believe it's in either March or April, Lord God. And we're going to pray in advance, Lord God, because we know you're able to do all things but fail. Father God in heaven, I ask a special prayer for a lady named Alicia, dear Father. Lord, she had surgery on Friday, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her daughter Diamond, Lord God, and her grandson Kinston, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus that you would touch and heal her in her body, Lord God. They called upon us, Lord God, to pray for her, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we've been calling out her name, dear Father, to you, because we know you're able to do all things but fail. Oh, Father, we pray this morning that you would remember others who may be on their way, Lord God, and ask that you would hasten them along safely over the highways, dear Father. Oh, Father, we just thank you and praise you and honor you, Lord God, for all that you've done, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister Blake and her family, dear Father. Remember Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the food pantry on yesterday, Lord God, and all the work that they do, Lord God, and to prepare for the food pantry, to make sure, Lord God, those who are coming, dear Heavenly Father, to be fed, Lord God, receive, dear Heavenly Father, what you have blessed us to give to them, Lord God. Not only is it the material or the natural food, Lord God, but the spiritual word of God went forth on yesterday, Lord God, and we thank you for Brother Byrene, Lord God, and preaching the word, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for how it felt, dear Father, when your word was going forth, Lord God, reminding me of the disciples that were on the road. They said, did not our heart just burn within us, Lord God? And yesterday, Lord God, our hearts were burning within us when we heard the word of God, the truth of your word, dear Father. We ask, oh Lord, that the souls that were here, dear Heavenly Father, will take heed, dear Heavenly Father. Many of them, Lord God, have come in, dear Father, and they sit down and they listen. They look at the word of God. They're looking through the Bibles, dear Father. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them in a mighty way. Now, Father God in heaven, remember Sister Millicent as she leads a devotional service and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God. We know she's doing double duty today, triple duty, Lord God, in some aspects, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless each and every one of us. We have gathered in your house to worship you, Lord God. Help us in the name of Jesus to do so, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to be worried about the cares of this world, dear Father. Help us, Lord God, not to be worried about our finances and the things on the outside, but help us, Lord God, to come into this house. Gather in your name to worship you, Lord God. Remember Sister Webb and her family, Lord God, likewise, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our dear sister and ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Be with her, Lord God. Be your guide. Be your direction. Be your strength, dear Heavenly Father. We believe, Lord God, she has so much on her plate right now, Lord God. But, oh, Father, we thank you. She's weathering the storms because she's got her hand in your hand, Lord God. She's trusting you, Lord God, all the way, knowing that her Savior is leading her, dear Father. So we just ask her special prayer upon Sister Webb and her family. Help her in the name of Jesus, we beg of thee. Remember her companion. Remember her daughters. Remember her grands. Remember her sister she asked us to pray for, Lord God. One of her sisters, Lord God. I believe her name was Julia, dear Father, or Julie, dear Father. Remember her, Lord God, we beg of thee. Remember her understanding, Lord God, ask in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Smith being out this morning. Ask you to continue to bless her, Lord God. Sister Lawrence Seen and Brother Maurice downstairs with the children that are here, Lord God. Bless their Heavenly Father, we pray, dear Lord, in that ministry, Lord God. We just ask a special prayer and blessing be with each and every one of us. Remember the Belton crew, Lord God, as they're on listening this morning, dear Father. We know, Lord God, that they'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, and how you have brought through little Liam, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Seems like he's the worst of all of them, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we started seeing signs of Liam coming around, dear Heavenly Father. And so we're going to continue to trust you all the way, dear Heavenly Father. Our Savior leads us, dear Father. We're going to trust you, Lord God, because we have no one else to turn to, dear Heavenly Father. We have no one else in this world to turn to but to Jesus, knowing yes. that he is able to do all things but fail. You've proven yourself over and over again to us, Lord God. Help us to hold on, dear Heavenly Father, in these perilous times in which we are living. Help us, Lord God, not to get weary and well-doing, Lord God, but to run on this race that you have set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now have thine own way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing Brother Robert and his family back home safely, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing for his daughter, Shirai, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her and be with her during her healing time, Lord God, and bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Remember his other daughters, Micah and Janae, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember his companion, Lord God. We thank you for Brother Robert. Thank you for what you've done, Lord God. He was so glad to be back home, dear Father, and we thank you for that. Ask that you would bless him in every way he stands in need of. Now, Father, have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. We need thee every hour, Lord God. We need thee, dear Heavenly Father. We can't live without you, Lord God. And so we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would continue to bless and be with us, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, the neighborhood around the house of God, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that the drug activity is Lord God, and we believe some say it's still there, but Lord God, we haven't seen as much of it, Lord God. We haven't seen all the cars, and dear Father, and all the foot traffic going in and out of the house across the street. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
as we know you're able, Lord God, to bring it down, dear Heavenly Father. We're not asking you to move it to another part, but we're asking you, Lord God, to destroy the work of the devil, Lord God, because we know souls are going in there and souls are being destroyed, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would remember us, Lord God, this church that is set up on the hill, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, let our light so shine, dear Father, that mankind will see our good works, which is glorifying thee, which is in heaven. Have thine own way, dear Father, this day. Have thine own way in our lives, dear Heavenly Father. Bless us so that we can be a blessing to someone else, dear Heavenly Father, and we'll be so careful this day to give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. 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 Praise our God.
We turn to page 38 in the evening light.
Once again, we come.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Once again we come to the house of God to unite in songs of praise, to exalt with joy our Redeemer's name, and to tell his works and ways. To the house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light does shine. In the days gone by, thou hast been our stay. Thou hast led us safely on to the blessed light of the present day, where the darkness now is gone. To the house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light does shine. May our hearts, O Lord, united be in true fellowship and love. May thy will be done by us here on earth as my angels host above. To the house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light does shine. May our prayers ascend as an incense sweet, and our praise accepted be, as in gratitude all our hearts o'erflow in a tribute unto thee. To the house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way as the evening light does shine.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. To God be the glory in all things. Mm-hmm. Psalm puts it, to thy house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come.
Yes.
We have to have rejoicing in our hearts even before we get here.
Yes.
Thanking God for his goodness and how he has blessed us.
Yes.
Blessed us all along the way.
Amen.
We thank God and we give him glory and thanks and praise this morning. And we give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her. We thank God that we're here. As Pastor prayed, there are those who are afflicted in body, those who are not well. For this time, on this day, the Lord has blessed us to be here.
Amen.
We're not being boastful of anything, because we know that we're subject to these viruses and things also. But on this day, at this time, the Lord has blessed us to be here.
Amen.
And we thank God for that, even as we keep on our hearts those who are not able to be here today, have a desire to, but doubtless are online or listening, and we thank God for them because they do have a desire to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Again, it's good to be here.
Amen.
We thank God even for the traveling mercies, as Pastor prayed, traveling mercies that he granted for those who went away and came back.
Yeah.
Brothers Sylvester and Reggie Jackson and William, God took them and brought them back,
yes,
even in the midst of a snowstorm going down. We heard from Sister Millicent and I spoke with Brother Sylvester this morning, and even they were due to leave on that last Friday at 6:30, and they didn't leave until 11 o'clock at night because of the storm and the trying to de-ice the planes and so on. But God took them safely, he said, but the landing was safe and it was smooth, and we thank God for that because that's what we were praying for.
Amen.
We prayed that God would give them a safe trip.
Amen.
We didn't pray that they'd get out on time. We prayed that God would take them and bring them back. And that's exactly what the Lord did. So he answered our prayers.
Yes, he did.
Amen. And kept them in the meantime.
Amen.
So we thank God for that. And we thank God for blessing Brother Robert and his companion to go down for their daughter's surgery down in Mississippi. And he took them down safely and brought them back. And the surgery went well, Brother Robert said. And we thank God for that. We don't take anything for granted. But we know that these are blessings of the Lord. So. Again, it's just good to be in the house of God this morning. Our responsive reading is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Thank God. Thank God for his precious word. We know that this has been our scripture reading for several Sundays now, but the word, it hasn't changed.
Amen.
The Lord is just going to take us deeper.
Amen.
Deeper in understanding. And deeper, yes, deeper yet, I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. And that's where we want to be taken today. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Together. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Amen. All things are God's. Amen. So we have to glorify him in all things. Thank God for his precious, precious word this morning and for the reading thereof. I'm going to ask this time if there's a special request for prayer, because we know in God's word, he tells us, encourages us, commands us to pray. Pray without ceasing. We're supposed to give thanks in all things. We're supposed to, in our prayers and supplications with thanksgiving, make our requests known unto God. He tells us to come boldly unto the throne of grace. And so we're going to pour out our requests, our hearts to God, because he knows things that we have need of. He allows us to come and to ask.
Amen.
So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Regina.
I thank you for all of our food and shelter of life.
Amen.
And pray for me.
Amen. 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 Sister Regina says she thanks God for food and for a shelter over her head. And to just remember her in prayer. That's what the Lord wants us to do. You know, we thank him even as we go to pray to him or ask him to bless us. We're thanking him at the same time for what he has done.
Amen.
And so Sister Regina thanks God for the food and for the food he has provided, for the shelter over her head, and says, just remember her in prayer. And so we thank God for Sister Regina this morning and for that request.
Blake, I actually want to say I thank the Lord for his blessings upon us, and I ask that you would remember the lady by the name of Alicia. She had surgery. She's a friend of mine. Her granddaughter's mother, and so remember her much in prayer. Likewise, I ask that you would remember Sister Webb and her family. She said remember them in prayer, and remember another friend of mine down in Florida. Her name is Rhonda. Remember her much in prayer. And there's somebody else I'm forgetting, but just remember all. Thank
Amen.
God for his blessings. And remember Sister Maria's on and is online. Remember them much in prayer.
Amen.
Continue to pray for them. Thank you for your prayers for Liam. He's doing much better, but we still want a complete healing.
Amen. 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 Bless the
and
Lord.
And likewise, Brother DeAndre, because he started getting it too. So
my.
Horse and stuff. Remember his family in Georgia.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God. Sister Smith? Amen. 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 Sister Smith says, remember the unsaved and the unsaved in the world and our unsaved loved ones, because as she said, we don't want to see them lost. We know they're going to have to come to God. They're going to have to come God's way. They're going to have to come by God's word. So it's not our desire that they be lost. And so we'll continue to remember them. And she also said, and remember the children of the world also. Amen. Remember... there's a request that Brother Maurice has been, along with the trustees, have been investigating some work with the marquee. And so Brother Maurice was waiting to get an estimate from this one company, and they hadn't sent one in the time that the man said that they would send it. And Brother Maurice sent him a text message or sent him an email that said, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you have my right email address in case I missed it. You know, I apologize if you sent it and I missed it. And the man said, no, he was sorry that the person who would normally help, the lady who would normally give the estimates, her husband was going through sickness, some serious sickness and some tests and so on. And so he would see that estimate came, but then he also said to Brother Maurice, and for the lady's husband, he put it in the email, please pray. You know, pray for him, please. And so we thank God that even as the trustees are contacting these companies and so on about work to be done in the church, that Christ is shining in them so that people that they've spoken to on the phone but haven't even met, they perceive something in our trustees. They perceive the Lord and feel confident in asking them to pray. That's So we thank God for that. I don't know the man's name. I don't know the lady's name, but just that at the sign company, the husband of the lady at the sign company, who is going through apparently a serious illness. And so we thank God for that request. And also remember all of those who are on our list, the saints and family and friends. Remember each and every one.
Sister Blake, I ask that you remember Miss Amber's husband, Mr. Tom. He's very low. They're not expecting him to live much longer, but just ask that you remember they're up in age. They're in their 80s. A lady and man that I met through ND, one of the people that she's grown up with. And so just ask that you remember him. He's very low. And there's another one. Just totally escaped me. But let's remember the young man that Brother Byline spoke of on Wednesday night at the job. I don't remember what he was telling us it was, but the Lord knows.
It's about his child. About his child.
About his child, yes, yes. Just remember him much in prayer that the Lord would bless. Oh, and remember my cousin Lawrence's mother-in-law, Miss Joyce. She took sick a few weeks ago, and she had to call Lawrence to come get her, to get her to the hospital. Her potassium dropped extremely low, and she could not function. And she says she's out of the hospital now, and she's out of rehab because they had to send her to rehab. And so she says she's home and recovering nicely. So I just ask that you remember Miss Joyce Mosley much in prayer, please.
Lord bless.
And remember Leslie, Lawrence's wife. She hadn't gotten back home yet. She lost her stepmother. And so she's in Virginia with her dad right now. And Lawrence and him, they're just waiting on her to return back to Texas. So remember her and her travels, that she returned back safely when the Lord allows her to come home.
Amen. Amen.
And continue to remember me. I'm just thankful.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. And we'll remember those who might be on their way. But the Lord will bring them along safely. Amen. All general requests. Amen. Truly, we all need the Lord at all times.
Amen.
After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Shall we turn to page 256 in the evening light? Come closer to me. 256. Come closer to me. We'll sing 1 and 2, and then the chorus, 3 and 4, the chorus.
When I get weary with toils of the day, oft in the secret I kneel and pray. There I can hear my Lord sweetly say, come closer, my child, to me. When all around in this cold dark land, nothing encourages me to stand. Jesus is holding me by the hand. Come closer, my child, to me. 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 Come closer, come closer, closer, my child, to me. When in affliction I suffer long, Jesus comes bringing this lovely song. Trust in my grace and you shall be strong. Come closer, my child, to me. When I am meeting with trials severe, when I am parting with loved ones here, I'm looking to Jesus, his voice I can hear. Come closer, my child, to me. closer, my child, to me.
Amen. Amen. My Lord. Amen. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God,
amen,
on this day, Lord, that you have made. And Lord, you have seen fit by your divine will, dear God, to give us life this day, dear God.
Thank you,
Father. Lord, you have given us, Lord, a mind and a heart, dear God, that is bent toward thee, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this great salvation, dear God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us to be in the house of God. You've allowed us to gather together, Lord, with the saints, dear Father. Lord, we've come, Lord, in humble submission, Lord, in holy reverence, Lord, we've come. Lord, and we're coming, Lord, before your throne this hour, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless, dear God, us, Father, as we've come, Lord, in expectation, dear God. We've come, Lord, because, Lord, you have given us, Lord, those things that we stand in need of, Lord, in our soul and in our body and in our spirit, dear God. Lord, you've blessed us in times past, dear God. And, Lord, we depend upon you, dear Father. Lord, our sufficiency is not in ourselves, dear God. But truly, Lord, we depend wholly upon thee, dear God. We're wholly leaning upon your precious holy name, dear God, Lord, to give us those things that we stand in need of, dear God. Because, Lord, we know, Lord, that all of your precious promises are true. And we know, Lord, that your word can never fail. And so, Lord, we've come, dear God, leaning upon thee, dear Father, and bringing our requests to thee, dear Father, because we know, Lord, that you have blessed us in times past, dear God. Lord, you have, Lord, been a surety for us, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father. Lord, you know our heart's desires, dear God. Lord, we've come, Lord, asking, Lord, all of these things, Lord, according to your divine will. Lord, we're not asking, Lord, for anything outside of your will, dear God, and we have submitted ourselves, Lord, to your will. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, when we bring our request, dear God, if you say yes, we say praise your name forever.
Amen.
Lord, if you say no, we say praise your name forever.
Amen.
Lord, if you say be still and wait on me, Lord, we say praise your name forever. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healings in the past, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for healings in the present, dear God.
Amen.
Father, we praise your name, dear God, for healing, Lord, that you have promised to us, Lord, even in the future, if it be your will. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God. We give you thanks, dear God, in advance, dear Father, for all, Lord, that you have promised to us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each request that has been given, Lord, one by one and name by name, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd bless Sister Regina, Lord, in a special way. We thank you, Lord, for her, Lord, and how the praise, Lord, that she's giving you this morning, dear God, for all that you have been to her, for all that you have given her, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with her, Lord. She said, just remember me. And Lord, we pray, Lord, we know, Lord, that you will not forget your dear child.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep your arms around her, dear Father. Bless and provide, Lord, for her every need, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, even, Lord, as she has given you the praise this morning, Lord, we know, dear God, that she will give you the praise. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember her sister. Remember Sister Beverly, Lord,
Amen.
In a special way, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, you know all about her, dear God. You know how she loves you, Lord. You know, Lord, how her trust is in you, dear God, and her full faith is in you, dear Father. And, Lord, she submitted herself into your hands, Lord, because she knows, Lord, that everything that you do, Lord, you do well. And so, Lord, she's just trusting you, dear God, to keep her, dear God, to bless her, Lord, and to provide, Lord, for her every need. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless her, Lord, as we lift her up to thee, dear Father. Knowing, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to bless her. You're able, Lord, to carry her through, dear God. And So, Lord, that's just the way we're looking at it, dear Father, and just the way we're going to leave it with you, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that you will carry her through, dear Father, whatever your will is, dear God, Lord. She is submitted to you, Lord, and we are submitted to you. And, Lord, her desire, Lord, that some of her family members or some of those that she has spoken with, dear God, Lord, would draw nigh unto thee, dear God. Lord, even, Lord, through, dear God, this experience, Lord, that you're taking her through, dear Father. That is her desire, dear God, that some family members might be saved, Lord, that they might think, Lord, on ways that she has admonished them or encouraged them, dear God, or testified to them, Lord, of your goodness. And, Lord, she has testified to them, Lord, of your goodness to her, dear God.
Yeah.
Lord, she hasn't beat them up, dear Father, over why are they doing this or that, but Lord, she's just telling them, Lord, of how, Lord, you have blessed her. And, Lord, how you can bless them, dear God, if they will only come in faith. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her life and for her testimony, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you will use her, dear God. Lord, you said, Lord, that in your word, Lord, that we would bring forth fruit in old age. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help our dear sister to bring forth fruit, dear God, that souls, Lord, might be drawn to thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Holmes, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for her, dear Father. Pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her, dear God. Lord, even as you have kept her, dear God, down through the years,
praise
dear God. Lord, how she has been an encouragement, dear Father. Lord, even to us, dear God, even as we were younger and coming along, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her, dear Lord. Lord, she blesses you, Lord, for every day that you give her, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless Sister Holmes, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember her family and remember her children, dear God, who are helping to care for her, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that you would give them the strength, dear God. And pray, Lord, that your blessings would be upon them, Lord, even as they are a blessing to Sister Holmes. Lord, this we ask and beg of thee. And Lord, we pray, dear God, even, dear Father, that you would bless, Lord, on Sunday, Lord, and on Wednesday nights, dear Father, that our telephones, dear Father, would continue to maintain contact, dear God, as some of them seem to be cutting off from time to time, dear God. Lord, so we have to call back and reconnect with each other during service. But, Lord, we're not discouraged. Lord, we're going to keep on, Lord, as many times as the phone cuts off, Lord, we're going to call and reconnect right back, dear God. Because, Lord, we don't want to miss anything of your precious word, not when it's taught on Wednesday night, not when it's preached on Wednesday morning, dear God. Now, even, dear God, on Tuesdays, dear God, when we're in prayer service, dear God, and there's saints who are on the phone, dear God, Lord, we don't want to miss a thing. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, even in this, Lord. Father, help us, Lord, to keep connection through these phones, dear God. But Lord, we're not going to get discouraged even if they do cut off, dear God, because we realize, Lord, that these are mechanical devices, dear God, and these things can happen from time to time. But Lord, we're not going to get discouraged, dear God, and we're not going to think, dear God, that anything else is at work, dear God, because Lord, we know, dear God, that you have knitted us together, Lord. You have planted all of us, dear God, in Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we know, dear Father, that we are workers together with God. So we're not going to get discouraged, dear Father, even when there are phone difficulties, Lord. We're just going to keep on toiling on. We're going to keep on praying on, dear God, and praying one for another, dear God, that we all remain strong in thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Smith's request, dear God, for unsaved loved ones, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that's our desire, Lord, that they be saved. As Sister Smith said, Lord, we don't want to see them lost, dear Father. But Lord, we realize, Lord, they're going to have to come your way. We understand, dear God, that they can't be saved on our salvation, dear God. Lord, we have to remain steadfast, Lord, and unmovable, even ourselves, dear Father. So, Lord, we're praying for them, dear Father, Lord, that they would move, Lord, make a move toward thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, whatever it takes, Lord, for them to be drawn to thee, Lord. Have your way, dear Father. Lord, whatever it is, dear God. And Lord, we realize, Lord, that when we pray that, Lord, it might be, Lord, that they'll have to go through some hard times, dear God. But Lord, it may be, Lord, that we'll have to go through some hard times and they'll have to see us going through it, dear God.
Yeah.
Lord, to know that you're real, Lord. But Father, Lord, whatever it is, whatever it takes, dear God, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would draw them, speak to their hearts, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear God, or before it's everlasting too late. And, oh, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for the children. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear God, Lord, to see us as examples of believers, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember all, as Sister Smith says, all of the children of the world, dear God. For, Lord, we see, dear God, how, Lord, they're being destroyed. They're being sifted, even as wheat, dear God, by the ungodly, dear God. But, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for those children, dear Father. Lord, that they might come to know you, dear God, in the pardon of their sins. That they might come to know about Jesus and his love for them. Oh, Lord, we pray for them in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Pastor Jenkins' request, dear God. Lord, remember Sister Webb, dear God, and her family in a special way, dear Father. Lord, you know all about them, Lord, and what they're going through, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help Sister Webb, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, she's going through a lot, has been going through a lot, dear Father. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that your grace is sufficient. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her, Lord, the grace that she needs, dear God, to go through, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would hold her up, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help her, Lord, to depend heavily upon you, dear God. Lord, not lean to her own understanding, Lord, but to trust in you, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her companion, dear Father. Speak to his heart, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for his body, dear God. And, Father, we're praying, Lord, most of all, Lord, that his soul, Lord, would come to thee and would be saved. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless that entire family, her children, her grandchildren, dear Father. And keep her strong, Lord. Keep her encouraged. Keep her holding on, dear God. Lord, remember Sister Jenkins' request, dear God, for Alicia, dear God. Oh, Father, you know all about it, dear God. And, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to bless, dear Father. Lord, you hear our prayers, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless, Lord, in that situation, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear God, because, Lord, you hold all power. And, Lord, you will bless whomsoever you will bless, dear God. Lord, you had mercy on us, dear God, even when we didn't know you in the pardon of our sins, dear God. Lord, each and every one of us, Lord, could have gone into eternity lost and undone. But, Lord, you had long suffering. Lord, you had grace, dear Father. And, Lord, you bless us, dear God, until we could come to you. And so, Father, we're praying this on behalf, dear God, of those who need a blessing in their body, Lord, as well as in their souls. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would bless in that situation, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, remember the Belton family, dear God, in a special way, dear Father. Lord, you know, Lord, the healing, dear God, that they need. And so, Lord, we know, Lord, they're looking to you, dear God. They're not looking anywhere else, dear Lord. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and heal each and every one of them, dear God. And we're so thankful, dear God, that Tatum is here this morning, dear God. And thank you, Lord, Father, for his learning, dear God, even in Sunday school, dear Father, and standing before us, dear God, with Sister Smith, dear God, even in their Sunday school review. Lord, we thank you for that, dear Father. Lord, we understand, dear God, that for a child, Lord, to do that for the first time, dear God, it's more than a notion, dear God. We thank you, dear God, that he stood right there, dear Father, and Lord, and read and answered, dear Father. And so we thank you, Lord, Father. Look, thank you, Lord, for this child. And we pray, Lord, your touch upon him, dear God. Keep him, help him, dear God. Keep him learning, dear God. Keep him, dear Father, even asking questions about you, dear Father. Lord, this we beg of thee, dear God, because that is how children come to know about you, dear God, even in their youth. And so we thank you for that. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, remember again the Jenkins children, dear God. We pray, Lord, your touch upon them and your healing, dear Father, would be upon them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we miss them, dear Father, when they're not here. And so we pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with them, bless them, Lord, and heal them, dear God. This we beg of thee. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember Sister Millicent's request, dear God. Lord, you know about each one, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember about the dear one, I believe she said, was a friend of Aunt Dee, dear God, the one whose husband, dear God, is very low. Lord, you know all about it, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for him body and soul, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, many times doctors will say that someone is very low, but, Lord, that they're only low, dear God, if you say so. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, if it be your will, dear Father. Show mercy, dear Father, upon this dear one. Lord, we pray also, dear God, for Sister Melissa's request, dear God, for our cousin Lawrence, dear God, down in Texas, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would bless his mother-in-law, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, you know all about it, dear God, why she had to be taken to the hospital, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and have mercy, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Remember his companion who's traveling, dear God, to Virginia, Lord, you know all about it, dear Father. We pray, Lord, for traveling mercies for her, and we pray, Lord, for your comfort, Lord, for the bereavement of that family, for the stepmother, I believe she said that she went to the funeral there. Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless and comfort that family, dear God. Give her traveling mercies, Lord, even as she returns home, Lord. Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember, dear God, the husband of the lady for the sign company. The when Brother Maurice got the email where the man asked that that family be remembered in prayer. As we said, Lord, we don't know their name, but Lord, you know them. You know, Lord, what they stand in need of. You know, Lord, who we're talking about. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember that family in a special way. Remember that wife who's caring for that husband who is seriously ill, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help that family in the name of Jesus. And touch, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, touch and give healing, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, even for the man, dear God, who requested prayer for them, dear God. We thank you, dear God, that our trustees, dear God, are showing Christ, that their light is so shining, Lord, that this man felt confident to ask that prayer be rendered for that family, dear God, of his co-worker. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, for them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way. Bless, dear Father, in this service, dear God. Bless those, dear Father, who might still be on their way. Bless those who are hindered, dear Father. Lord, remember those who are afflicted, the Lord Belton family and Brother Levesser, dear God. And again, Sister Carol, dear Father, and your others, dear Father, that we don't see, dear God. Lord, remember, again, Brother Robert, and remember his daughter, dear Father. Lord, let your healing favor, dear God, would visit her, but most of all, Lord, speak to our heart, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. Lord, and those, dear Father, we've forgotten to pray for, dear God. Lord, you know all about each one, dear God. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, for you to bless, dear God, for each request that was spoken, dear God, and even unspoken requests, dear Father. Lord, you know each one. Lord, you knew each upraised hand, dear God. And, Father, we're asking you, Lord, to have your way. Lord, we ask, dear God, your anointing be on Pastor Jenkins, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for her, dear God. Lord, what you have done for her, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that your anointing would be upon her, dear God, even, Lord, as she brings the words of life to us this day, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for how you touched Brother Byrene on yesterday, dear God, to bring the message, dear God, that was so clear, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with him, Lord, and we thank you again, Lord, for that word, dear God, and for your touch, dear God, and you gave Brother utterance, dear God, to speak, dear God, the word of truth, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for those patrons who came to the food pantry, dear God, and who heard your precious word, dear God. We thank you for them, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that the word that was spoken, Lord, would go with them, dear God. Lord, that your spirit, Lord, would bring it to their remembrance, dear God, would rehearse it in their ears and in their heart, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that your spirit is able, dear God, and so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that that word of truth, Lord, would continue, Lord, to just resound, Lord, in their minds and in their hearts, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, even draw them back, dear God, to a service here, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to speak to their hearts. Have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. I'm before you to offer prayer as we bring our tithes and offerings into God's storehouse. Amen. Truly, the Lord has been good.
Yes, he has.
He has been. Just as Sister Regina said, he's been good. He's provided for us. We can't thank him enough. We can't outgive him.
Amen.
We just serve him and love him.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. This being the fourth Sunday of the month, a special offering for today is for missionaries. Mm-hmm. And as we come forward, we may place that offering for missions in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings we may place on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Mm-hmm. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, once again, Lord, for all that you have given to us. Mm-hmm. And truly, Lord, it is a privilege and an honor, dear God, to be able to bring our tithes and offerings to you, mm-hmm. knowing, Lord, that you have already provided for us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, Lord, and give us wisdom, dear God, for their use. Make us good stewards, dear God, is our prayer. Lord, that we may do those things that you would have us to do, Lord. Lord, that those things that are needful, dear Father. And Lord, we know, Lord, you will give us wisdom to know those things that are needful. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless each gift and each giver. And multiply, dear God, these offerings as only you can. For truly, Lord, we have seen, dear God, the multiplication, Lord, that you can do. And it's not like man's multiplication. For, Lord, you allow, dear Father, these tithes and offerings to go forth, dear God, and to do your work many times over, dear God. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what our eyes have seen, Lord, and how it increases our faith, dear God, to continue, Lord, to work for thee, to continue to bring our tithes and offerings to thee. Knowing, Lord, that you will show us, Lord, what must be done, and, Lord, you will give us the means to do it. Bless, dear God, and make us a blessing, and truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I found a refuge now from every sorrow. Joy everlasting is free. I see this world with all its sinful follies conquered at my feet. Oh, blessed God, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. Oh, would you offer every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea? Then turning from them, I would gladly whisper, Christ has set me free. Oh, blessed God, my sins are gone. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. Far brighter than the shining stars above me, beaming with beauty and grace, adorned in heaven's majesty and splendor, is my resting place. Oh, blessed God, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. Oh, blessed God, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. Oh, blessed God, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest, sweet rest.
Amen. Do you have sweet rest?
Amen.
Praise our God. Hey, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Amen. We can rest in him.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness. Amen. That song starts out, I found a refuge, and truly he is that.
He is a refuge.
He
Amen.
Is a refuge.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
And when you find a refuge, you don't run out of the refuge, do you? No, no. You find a refuge. You found shelter. You found shelter from the storm, and you
do not leave.
Amen. We thank God for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
At this time, we'll have prayer before Pastor Jenkins comes before us.
Praise our God. Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this sweet rest. We thank you, dear God, for this refuge, dear Father. It is joy everlasting and sweet.
Amen.
And we do look back at what we came out of. And as the song puts it, I see this world in all its sinful follies conquered at my feet. We're not going back, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, for
Amen.
Rescuing us. We thank you, Lord, Father, for this refuge. We thank you, Lord, for making us free indeed. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this precious salvation. We thank you, Lord, for life everlasting and sweet, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for your word, dear God. For Lord, we know that it's through your word and your spirit, dear God, that we have attained, dear God, to this position in your kingdom, dear Father. And Lord, we're not looking back. We don't want to go back, dear God. But Lord, we just want to hear your precious word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would help her, dear Father, to preach your word, your unadulterated word, dear God. Lord, she's not adding to, she's not taking from, dear God, but she's preaching, dear God, in the spirit, Lord, as you have given it to her. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that our hearts would receive it, dear God, in that way, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, your anointing on her and give her the strength, dear God, to stand and preach. We pray, Lord, that you would anoint us, dear God, to receive and hear and obey, dear God. Lord, and not as the children of Israel said that they would obey, dear God. They said, Lord, that they all that the Lord has said we will do, and then they turned back. No, Lord, we've got a made-up mind, Lord. We are resolved, dear Father, Lord, to take a stand on your word, dear God, and to abide in Christ Jesus. Lord, preach to us, Lord, we pray this morning. Preach to us, Lord, Father, that we may receive, dear God. Preach to us, Lord, that we might be strengthened, dear God. Preach to us, Lord, that we might be have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, dear God, to give us power to stand in this old dark world. Preach to us, Lord, that we might be a light to some other soul, dear God. Lord, that they might be drawn to thee, Lord, through our holy conversation and godliness. Have your way, Lord. Truly, dear God, we're going to listen, dear God, with our heart's ear, dear God. We're going to listen. Since Pastor Jenkins is going to preach, Lord, with all the might that you put in her. And Lord, we are going to listen and receive, Lord, with all of the might that you put in us. Lord, help us, dear God, to receive your word. And truly, Lord, we give you glory and thanks, dear God, even before we have heard, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
We truly thank the Lord for being here.
Amen.
Thank the Lord, giving honor to God and giving honor to Sister Blake. We thank God for the beautiful prayers that God has blessed you with today. And we thank him for how he blesses us every time we come together and even when we're not together. Thank God, as Sister Regina was giving her prayer request, it touched my heart. And she just says, I just want to thank God for everything that he's given her, her food or clothing or roof over her head. Sometimes, saints of God, we take those things for granted. We never want to take things for granted that God has blessed us with. Amen. We always want to give God the glory, give God the honor for all that he's done in our lives and how he has been to us. Today we are fewer in number than we normally are. And Little Tatum said, he says, we don't have as many here today. We have a lot that are out sick. And it reminded me one Sunday morning when quite a few of us were out sick.
Yeah.
And had some feelings, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And God had a ram in the bush.
Amen.
Oh, he had some rams, I should say.
Yeah.
He had Brother Byrene, Brother Levester,
yeah.
Sister Melita, and,
yeah.
and all the saints that were here that day. And we thank God for it. The saints of God, that's all right. We come together regardless of how many,
mm-hmm.
because God knows his people, and God knows we're here today to hear the word of God. So we thank God, and we're trusting others are still maybe on their way. But we thank God for the service thus far today. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 6:15-20. We know we have a big day ahead of us. It's our fellowship day here. And we're still going to fellowship, regardless of how many are here or not here. Amen? We're still going to come together because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
But in our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 6:15-20. We're going to look at verse 17 again as our subject verse. We thank God that we have, this is part six of this message, United with Christ. And saints of God, I have to safely say there are going to be a couple more parts.
Amen. Amen.
Because the more I study and go back, and I think the Lord has already given me something, the Lord gives me something else to remind me of how we are joined to Jesus Christ. As I said and listened even on yesterday, I thank God for the word of God that he blessed dear brother Byrene with. He blessed why the word is truth and why we stand on the truth of God's eternal word. And when we look around and we see the things that are going on in our world today, we can understand why we have to stand. Amen. We can understand why we need to be faithful to the cause of God, why we need to be faithful to our to what we believe in, and how we have to show others that God is the right way, that this is the right way for them to go. Because we're seeing how mankind today is losing out on the things of God because mankind is chasing after the riches of this world. But we thank God that we are joined unto the Lord. And those of us that are joined unto him that have made that calling, an election, sure, we are of one spirit. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So let us look at the word of God in verse 17 of 1 Corinthians 6. Lord bless.
Amen.
He said, but he that is joined unto the Lord, unto the Lord is one spirit. And as the Lord leads, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, united with Christ Jesus. United with Christ Jesus. Let us pick up where we left off on last Lord's Day. On last Lord's Day, we were speaking about the need for believers to be vigilant in our walk. That we always must be on guard by having on the whole armor of God. We talked about the purpose of the armor, how it is for us to stand firm in our faith against the enemy of our souls. We touched on the perilousness of the times in which we are living right now and how we are to never let down on how we are to serve God, but that we are to be watchful in all things. You see, for us to have a clear mind, we must be spiritually alert to the things of Almighty God. And we must avoid all the distractions that are going on, the distractions that the devil is placing in our way. The devil has so easily laid out a path of distraction. You see, Satan's tactics haven't changed. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9 said, there is no new thing under the sun. You see, there is nothing Satan is doing that God isn't aware of. He is the same old devil that deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden. He's the same old devil that tried to use Job's wife to get Job to curse God. And he is the same old devil that convinced Ananias and Sapphira that they could lie to the Holy Spirit of God without consequences. And he is the same devil
that is striving very hard today to keep the people of God from remaining faithful to God. You see, as believers, you and I must remain vigilant in our walk. We must be grounded in God's eternal word. We've got to be aware of all of the subtle distractions that seek to pull us away from our faith and belief in Almighty God. In Ecclesiastes 2, verse 15, it tells us to watch out for those little foxes that destroy the vine. Paul told the saints in Corinth, in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, he said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. The devil knows that many are weak in their faith right now. The devil knows that people are weak in their flesh. Many believers, they are trying to live their Christian life without having faith in God. But we're told in Hebrews, the 11th chapter in verse 6, but without faith, it said it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. See, you got to believe that God is who God said he is.
Amen.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Saints of God, let us look at this just for a moment here. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. It is without faith we cannot please Almighty God, because we've got to walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, he said, the just shall live by faith. He said, here he says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is God. See, people today don't even believe that there is a God in heaven. The devil right now has convinced people that they need to challenge the validity of God. They need to challenge the existence of our very God, whether there is truly a God in heaven. Oh, but yes, God is real. Amen. And he is on his throne. And then he went on to say, and he said, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you are diligently seeking after Almighty God, God has made us some promises in the word of God that God is not going to back down off of. God has made us some promises that are going to come to fruition. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? Oh, he's made us many precious promises in the word of God. All we've got to do, saints of God, is stand on them. We got to believe what the word of God has said. We got to know that what God has said in his word, that our God is not a liar, that God is going to let it come to pass. Turn with me to 2 Peter and look at what it says there in the word of God. I know you know these scriptures well, but allow God to work these scriptures in our minds. Allow God to use them to meditate to our hearts, to our minds, and to our souls so that we can stay steadfast in our walk with Almighty God. Oh, because saints of God, we're living in a time right now, many are backsliding. Many are finding no pleasure in Almighty God. And I say to the lost this afternoon, the devil is doing all he can to keep you from coming to God for salvation. So because he knows, as the word of God says, that he has but a short time, I say to you, if God is speaking to your heart right now, come to Almighty God. Don't allow the enemy to convince you. You've got all the time in the world to come to God. Not so, my friend. Jesus Christ right now has said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. If you want rest from all the things going on in this world, then you're going to have to come to Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can give you rest for your soul. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Look at what Peter says there in 2 Peter. He says there, starting there, and I'm going to start with verse 1. He says, Simon Peter, a servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith, praise our God. Oh, have we obtained that like precious faith with us? Through the righteousness of God. See, this, our faith that we have is through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is not something that people cannot attain, but it is something that comes through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. He said, through the knowledge of God and Jesus, our Lord. See, if you don't have the knowledge of God, how can you know about Jesus? How can you know about his word? It comes through the knowledge of Almighty God. But the Bible tells us in another passage of scripture that they that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. You see, to get to know God, you got to come to him. Amen. You got to come to his word. You got to listen to his word. You got to listen to it, as brother was speaking on yesterday, the truth of God's word to get the understanding of Almighty God. You may not understand it all. You may not understand the entire Bible. None of us understand it all. I don't understand all everything written in the word of God, but I get into the word of God, and I remember what the word of God says. He said, when Paul said to Timothy, consider what I say unto you, and the Lord give you the understanding. Your understanding and my understanding comes from Almighty God. Fear of the Lord is reminding me of what brother said on yesterday. Comes from the unctioning of the Holy Spirit of God. That's the word of God. That's the scripture. Our anointing, my anointing comes from the unctioning of the Holy Spirit of God, that I'm able to teach the word of God.
Amen.
He went on to say here in verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He said, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Oh, let us look at some of these promises. He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding. Oh, saints of God, you can't find anything better than this. Amen. Because he said, whereby are given unto us exceeding. Exceeding means goes beyond. He said, great and precious promises. Oh, I didn't find these promises out there in the world. I didn't find these promises when I was serving the devil. Amen. He said, by these, ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, you see, when we say we were united with Christ Jesus, we have now a divine nature about us. Mm-hmm. Or we have a total different nature. We've been regenerated. Amen. We're not the same old person. Or I'm not the same old Renee I used to be. Amen. But I'm now a son of God. I'm now a daughter of God. I'm now a child of Almighty God. Amen. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, a follower of Jesus Christ. See, all those names I can fit right in because I've now been changed. Amen. And we are a partaker of the divine nature. He said, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, saints of God. Oh, as sister said, sometimes we remind ourselves, remember when we were out there in the world, there are times when we're driving down the street and we see all manner of things going on. There are times when we listen to the news, we hear all manner of evil that is happening. We remind ourselves, the mind comes to us, and we remember some of those things that we used to do out in the world. Because the Bible says, such were some of you, but you are washed. Thank God for being washed. Thank God we're not still out there in the miry clay of this world. But thank God we're standing on a solid foundation in Jesus Christ. Amen? He went on to say here, he said, and beside this, giving all diligence. Oh, that diligence tells us to take careful attention, saints. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. God wants you to add something. He doesn't want you just to stay where you are. Amen. Your faith may say our faith saved us, but God doesn't just want us to stay in that justified state. Amen. God wants us to go on to sanctification. He said, add to knowledge temperance. We got to have some growth in our walk with Almighty God. We can't still keep walking around saying, well, I'm just a babe in Christ. I'm just a babe. No, God wants some growth. Amen. When you look at a newborn babe and you look at a new baby that comes into this world, that baby begins to grow. It starts out as a little baby and it starts out sleeping all the time. And look at how the baby grows. Saints of God, we have one right here in the congregation, little Koa. Look how much he's grown since July of last year. Amen. Praise God. But that's how God wants you and I to grow in his word. He doesn't want us to stay small like a little baby, but God wants us to grow into maturity. Amen. Mm-hmm. He went on to say there, he said, into knowledge, temperance, to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. People today don't have any godliness about them. Oh, God. And many don't have any temperance about them. People are so out of control right now. Look at the things going on. You're driving down the roadway. I know oftentimes when I'm coming back from Sister Maria's house and I'm driving down, if I don't go to freeway, I take down Refugee Road. And, you know, you have your lanes on both sides of the road. And then you go. Then they have in the middle, they have where people have to turn. Folks don't want to be patient and wait for people. They are running out around people and driving down this middle lane, which is a turn lane. Oh, what a recipe for disaster. Amen. That's the time in which we're living. People are just out of control. There's no self-control whatsoever. But when you serve the devil, you can't control yourself. Amen? Your control is only in Jesus Christ. Amen. He went on to say there, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Kindness is lacking in our society today. He said, and to brotherly kindness, charity. We must have love, saints of God. See, these are the precious promises of God. You want to say, for if these things be in you. Oh, see, you got to have them in you. He said, and abound, meaning they've got to multiply. They can't just be in you and just sitting there stagnant, but they got to multiply. They make you that you neither be barren. See, you're going to be plentiful. You're not going to be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you found that to be so? If you've got all these things in you, now you've got knowledge, amen? You have some spiritual knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. As brother said on yesterday, he quoted the one scripture, and when you have knowledge of Jesus Christ, you know he did no sin, and neither was guile found in his mouth, amen? And so we want to be like Christ Jesus. You hear people all the time, well, I want to be like Jesus. Well, then if you want to be like Jesus, walk like Jesus walk, amen? Talk like Jesus talk. God didn't want filthy communication coming out of the mouth of his children. God didn't want lying coming out of the mouth of his children. God didn't want curse words coming out of the mouth of his children. Amen?
Amen.
I shared with Sister Blake on yesterday while we were sitting in the office. I was sharing with her. I was telling her about how, you know, people now are not coming. My beautician was sharing with me about how people are not going to church, and she's not, I guess she's one of them too that's fitting into this. And now they're listening to what they call these podcasters. I may say it wrong, but I believe it's called a podcaster, an influencer. And the person sits on there, and he used to go to church, and now they're vacating, going to church, and he sits in this hallway, and people just come in, and he sits at a mic, and he just says all these things, and they just sit around and giggling and laughing, and like they're going to, you know, some kind of like a little social club. And he says a few scriptures, and this one she's listening to, she said, oh, he's very popular amongst the millennials. And so I said to Sister Blake, I said, while I was sitting there and she had it on and it was loud, too loud to be in a shop. And I saw the one lady sitting under the dryer across from me, and she was squinting because this so-called Christian man podcaster, I said, was using all kinds of curse words. And one of the worst ones starts with an F. And so I sat there and she's trying to convince me as she's doing my hair that, oh, he's got a lot of good to say. And I said, well, first of all, it's not of God. I can't hear it. I said, because the language. Oh, well, yeah, it's not right. People have wrote in about it and several ministers have said things to him. And I said to her, it's not of God. She said, well, you know, the scripture says that let no evil communication, corrupt communication come out of him. I said, that's right, it does. And she said, well, yeah, but he said, that's not what that means. I said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Look at what time has come to, what the devil has now, is now presenting to people instead of coming to the house of God. When the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of such is, the more you see the day approaching. Do we not see the day approaching? Do we not see that the times in which we are living right now are perilous, saints of God? Not only perilous because they're shooting and killing and doing all manner of evil, but look at the perilousness in the religious realm. Look at people who don't know how to live for God. Look at people who have said that they've been saved for many years. I've been living for the Lord, and yet many of them do not even know what thus saith the Lord. They cannot explain to you the plan of salvation. They cannot tell you they're worse than Nicodemus was when he came to Jesus by night, and he came there and he thought he was asking Jesus a question, but Jesus worked through that and knew exactly what he was coming. And Jesus said to him, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
Amen.
People are not even there yet. But many will quote all the scriptures they want to quote. They quote various things that they believe that pertain to them so that they can continue on living in their sins. But that's not of God. Amen? It's not of God. God's word is truth. We live by God's word. As brother broke down to us even on yesterday, the word of God is true. Why? The Bible tells us when we read, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. See, and the word was God. Jesus Christ is the word of God. So you say, if I believe in the word of God, then you believe in Jesus Christ because he is the word of God. That's what the Bible lets us know. And we jump down to later on in that scripture. And verse 14 said, and the word was made flesh and did what? He dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father and full of grace and truth. Oh, but verse 10 let us know something there. He said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And we're at that time right now. The world does not know Jesus Christ. Excuse me, many do not know him as their Lord and Savior. And many who profess to be saved, they don't know him either. Because as Peter went on in this verse of scripture we were in 2 Peter, look at what he said in verse 9. He said, but he that lacketh these things is blind. He said that if you lack them, you're blind and cannot see afar off. And he went on to say, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. See, meaning you have backslidden. This is, Brother Maurice has brought this up. He brought it up at our Bible study week. Him and Brother Levester had. And Brother Maurice has mentioned it. I believe he mentioned it again on either this past Wednesday night or last Wednesday night when he gave his little sermonette one Wednesday night. He mentioned about the apostasy we're seeing right now. And that's what's happening in our land. Then he went on to say in verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, look at what he tells us to give diligence to do, to make your calling what? An election sure. Saints of God, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, this word of God sometimes can be hard. Oh, but saints of God, we've got to make our calling and election sure. And look at what Peter says. He said, for if you do these things, you should never what? Oh, that's a promise because Shell is there. That's a guarantee. When you make your election, calling and election sure, he said, ye shall never fall. For he went on to say, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, but he didn't stop there. He said, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always. And see, that's my responsibility. That's the ministry's responsibility to all of us, and even including myself, to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we sat there and listened to Brother Byron. We know all those scriptures he gave yesterday. But I found throughout the word of God, as he was giving the word of God to us on yesterday, oh, I heard so many different things. I've got more understanding of other things. And I thank the Lord for it. Amen?
Amen.
That wasn't saying I was lacking anything. But I thank God because when I hear the word of God, I'm looking for the word of God to feed my soul. I'm looking for the word of God to shore me up. Remember what the word of God said. It is quick, it's powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's piercing. That's what the word of God is. The word of God, he said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Why? It is profitable for proof, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in right. When I come to Almighty God and I sit down and I listen to Brother Maurice and Brother Levester, Brother Byron, Sister Blake and others, even in the Sunday school, Sister Melissa, and I listen to them, I'm looking for instruction in righteousness. Amen? Praise our God. We never graduate from this. Amen? Oh, no matter where we are, we never graduate. He went on to say there that the man of God may be what? Perfect. God wants you and I to be complete in him and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise our God. Praise our God. Jesus in Matthew 24:12, he warned us about these times. And we've gone over this passage of scripture many times before, but that's all right because it's still here in the word of God. But Jesus warned us. He said in Matthew 24:12, these words, he said, because iniquity shall abound, and we're seeing that. He said, the love of many shall wax cold. You see, it's the devil's business to keep people guessing and questioning, as we said, the existence of God. And many are doing so with a rebellious, untrusting heart toward the things of God. The devil has them to believe that they are seeking to get answers about salvation. But all they're doing is attacking God and attacking God's people. So many are attacking the character of God. Well, if God was so good, why is he allowing these things to happen? If God was so good, why did he allow this child to be this? If God was so this, why did God allow that? Saints of God, I believe we went over this last Lord's Day, that these things are allowed because God said, you have said it, not all my counsel. Everything God has said for us to do, we've told God that he's made everything backwards. When God said in the word of God, everything that he did, he saw that it was what? Good. We tell God that you made us the wrong sex. Come on, saints, amen. We're telling God that, oh, your word needs to conform to our world today. Oh, that your word is outdated. Your word needs to be updated to where we are today. God didn't change, amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. We learned that again on yesterday, too. God didn't change, amen? You see, those are Satan's tactics. Those are Satan's tactics to keep people from coming to God. But I say to the lost, be careful. The Bible warns about such. We're told these words. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. The second chapter, it gives warning against those who do not believe in the truth. Look at what it says in verse 11. He said, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. I believe people are there right now. People are so blind to the things of God. They cannot see past many things right now. Oh, he went on to say there, he said, for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure, what? In unrighteousness. People right now don't even understand they're having pleasure in unrighteousness, and it's against Almighty God. They have the unbelief. They don't believe in the things of God. But these are warnings. This verse warns that those who willingly refuse to accept the truth of God's word, you're going to face some spiritual consequences. I'm reminded of a scripture that said, who can stand in the day of judgment? Oh, there's coming a judgment day, amen? There's coming a time where people are going to have to stand before Almighty God, and they're going to have to give an account of the deeds that are done in this life. Praise our God. I thank God that God has blessed us. I thank God, he saved us. Amen? Oh, I know, saints of God, we don't believe that we're better than anyone else. Because we clearly know the word of God says that God has not dealt with us after our sins or rewarded us according to our iniquities. And thank God he hasn't. Amen? Oh, thank God for grace and mercy. Amen? Because who would be able to stand before Almighty God? Amen? Also, the phrase, believe a lie and be damned. It emphasizes the gravity of choosing deception over truth. I would rather choose a lie than choose the truth of God's eternal word. That's what people are saying today. Jesus in John 8, he said, if one dies in their sin, that where he is, they cannot come. I say to the Lord, go away. If God is speaking to your heart today, come to Jesus Christ. Oh, saints of God, we can see that our world truly needs a lesson in who God is. God does not answer to any of us. His brother spoke at one food pantry. Brother said, God is going to be around a lot longer than all of us. Amen?
That's right.
God is not going anywhere. And so we dare not challenge God. Amen?
Amen.
Peter and the other apostles tell us in Acts 5, verse 29, he said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Amen? And later on in verse 39 of that same scripture, oh, look at what they said. They let them know there. They said, but if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. He said, let happily you be found to fight against God. People think they're fighting against God right now. People are just like the Sanhedrin Council. They believe that they could stop the will of God. And they tried to fight against God. You can't fight against God and think you're going to win. Amen? Because if it's of God, it's going to thrive regardless of how mankind tries to fight against it. You can't overthrow the work of God. God is almighty. Amen? God is all powerful. He can execute his purpose regardless of what you and I say or do. Amen? We're told in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, these words. Turn with me there for a moment. He said in Isaiah 43:13, he said, yea. He said, before the day what? Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. He said, yea, before the day what? He said, I am he. Oh, God is letting us know he was eternal. Before everything was even done, he said, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Oh, our God is omnipotent. Amen. He said, I will work and who shall let it? Meaning, I will work and who shall hinder? See, nothing can hinder Almighty God. Amen. Oh, God is declaring his sovereignty. God is declaring to us his power. He's emphasizing that no one can prevent his plans. No one can reverse Almighty God's plans or Almighty God's action. Yet mankind is going to try to do what they can, but no one, no human can hinder the work of Almighty God or prevent it from coming to fruition. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, what a powerful affirmation of God's power, God's authority, God's sovereignty. Amen? Our God is unchanging, and he will not be diverted from his plans. Job 23 says in verse 13 these words, but he is in one mind. Amen? That's our God. Our God is in one mind. He's not scatterbrained. Our God's not all over the place and trying to figure things out. No, he already has it already figured out. Amen? He has it already. He said, but he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. God's going to do what God wants to do. He said, for he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Just like Sister Blake was saying, the doctors may say you are low. The doctors may say you only have a certain amount of time to live, but you can't tell God that. Amen? God is the one that speaks and man lives, and one that speaks and man dies. See, the plan which God forms is going to be accomplished in God's given time. Amen? Amen? Oh, saints of God, God does not work on our time. Nor is God at our beckoning call.
That's right.
He is God, and he said he knows of none other. We don't have eyes to see into the future, so we can't know the brilliant things that God is doing.
Amen. Amen.
God is working things out. God is working things out that are going to be accomplished, things that are going on in our lives. See, God has already been to tomorrow, amen? God is already in. If we're going to have 2025, God is already there, amen? God is already in December of 2024. If it's going to happen, God is already there. Praise our God. Praise our God. You and I don't know whether we're going to get there or not, amen? I'm reminded of
message brother brought to us from the parking lot. Eternity, eternal. Oh, and he said we have the beginning. Born February 8th, 1961. I just don't know when the end is. Amen. Mm-hmm. But in between that, that's where I've got to make sure my peace calling is an election. Sure. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. All of us do, saints. We're all on death row. From the day we're born, we start. Amen. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just start when you get to be 60. It doesn't start when you get to be 90. No, it started the day we were born. We started our decrease into going into all on death row. Amen. Because this life is not going to always be here. I know, saints of God, it's hard for all of us to fathom sometimes. We want all of our loved ones to live on. We want to live on. Amen. We want to live on, see our children grow up and raise their families, and then our grandchildren raise their families. Amen. But life is going to end one day for all of us. Jesus said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Are we ready for the judgment day? Amen. I shared with a lady the other day, I told Sister Blake, and she was bellyaching about the rain. And, oh, it's just raining so much. She said to me, and she said, oh, she said, it's just too much. And I said, well, God made the rain. And she said, well, it's too much. Don't you think it's enough? And I said, well, I'm not going to tell God how much to rain. I said, because if we don't have rain, we have drought. But that didn't stop her. She just kept right on. And she said, well, these days like this, I just want to stay home and have my pajamas on and drink a beer. And I said to her, I said, have you thought about eternity? She looked at me. She said, what? I said, have you thought about eternity? I wanted to think about her soul. You know, she's thinking about something she can't change, which is the weather. None of us could change that the snow was coming. Amen. When God said, let it snow, it was going to snow. Whether it would be in June or June 21st, God says snow, it's going to snow. Amen. If God says rain, it's going to rain. But we can't change what God is doing. Amen. But one thing about it, let's think about where we're going to spend eternity. And stop worrying about the things that God knows he's got in control. Amen. Praise our God. I know that some are facing some difficult times right now. But no matter what we are faced with in this life, let us remain committed to our beliefs. Let us stand firm in our faith, nothing wavering. Jesus gave us a warning to his disciples about this when he said in Matthew 26, verse 41, he said these words. He said, watch. He said, and pray. That ye enter not into temptation. Praise our God. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh, my, my, my. In Revelation 3, when giving his message to the seven churches, he told the church of Laodicea, he said in verse 16, he said, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, he said, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Oh, saints of God, if there ever was a time for us to make our calling and election sure and to be sure that we are securely joined to Christ Jesus through salvation, now is that time. If there was ever a time when the church needed to take the gospel message out through the streets and to the highway and hedges and compel them to come in that Christ's house might be filled, that time right now is for you and I. If there was ever a time for us to speak to our loved ones, to speak to our co-workers, to speak to those that we come in contact about Jesus Christ. Now is that time. Why? Because Satan is doing everything he can to try and weaken what faith people have in Almighty God. Satan is having people look at all the things that are going on in our land. And people are questioning God, as we said earlier on, questioning why is God allowing this? But saints of God, we can't get into that questioning. We've got to stand on the truth of God's eternal word. Yeah, we know things are happening in our world. We know things are going on right now. We know that our world is in a turmoil right now. So to speak, it's imploding. Our world, and man, the word, the Bible tells us, a house that's divided against itself cannot stand. We are seeing it right now. Our government is so divided. How can America continue to stand the way we are? You see, you can't believe
those that are in leadership positions. Because as brother said, even on yesterday, they lie about everything. We're seeing it on every hand. As Romans 3:18 says, there is no fear of God before their eyes. They are not just, therefore they cannot rule in the fear of God. Jesus in Luke 18, verse 8, asked the questions of his disciples. He said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Oh, saints of God, this is a serious question for you and me today. Jesus is saying that faith will be scarce when he returns. Our God is looking for a people who have a genuine faith in him. You see, as believers, we must remain steadfast. We must remain unwavering in our faith, even when we are facing life challenges. Oh, yes, there are issues of life, as Brother Levester tells us. But saints of God, I believe that the quality of our faith matters in God. Please listen to what the Holy Spirit of God is saying. I know we oftentimes, we all have quoted it. I've quoted it myself in Luke, the 17th chapter. Praise our God. But are we truly understanding what Jesus is saying to us? We say there in Luke 17, verse 6. Look at what Jesus said. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, he said, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Saints of God, Jesus is letting us know that we should have as much faith to believe that we can say to this situation, be thou removed. When we began our journey as a new convert in God, we began to learn how much God loved us. We began to learn about how much God wanted to do for us through the word of God and all that he has planned for us. But God wants us to grow past that. He doesn't want us to be stagnant, staying exactly where we are. You see, in the natural world, a seed does not remain a seed. So eventually it germinates. Where the seeding breaks out of the shell and it begins to grow. Saints of God, when are we going to break out and begin to grow in our faith for God? When are we going to begin to believe what God has said in his word and set our affections on things above and not on things upon this earth so that we know that we are united with Christ Jesus? Amen? Because see, when Jesus prayed, he prayed to his Father in heaven. And when he prayed to his Father in heaven, Jesus would say oftentimes, he said, I know that you hear me, but for the sake of those around me, I've done it this way. Saints of God, there are times when we've got those that are around us, our loved ones. They don't understand. They don't know about Jesus. They know enough about him to get saved, but they don't know all that they need to know. But they are watching your life and mine, and they are seeing how we are going through the trials of life. Are we going through the trials of life, holding on to Jesus Christ, knowing he is the anchor of our soul? Or are we going through the trials of life and we are going, whoa, it's me. Oh, I have to go through this. I don't know why God allowed this to come to me. I don't know why this is on my plate. Well, as I said to one saint one day, when the world sends lemons or throws lemons at you, make some lemonade with it. Allow God to use you. Allow God to use me to God's glory and to God's honor. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, saints of God, we've got to get there. Amen. I know there are circumstances right now that we're going through. I know there are things that are happening all around us. But our faith, we can't allow our faith to remain static. But we've got to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Almighty God. Amen. And stretch out on our most holy faith in God. Praise our God. See, this is what the devil is doing. The devil has people right now. They believe, yeah, God can save me, but I don't know if God can heal me. Well, right now, you've already doubted God. You've already wavered in your faith. And what did James tell us back there? He told us, turn with me to James 1. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, this is hard to take. This is hard to look at the word of God when James says he's my brother. He said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, meaning when you didn't see it coming. You see all these things that are happening all around. He tells us to count it all joy. Amen? Count it all joy when you go out and you see you have a flat tire. Oh, well, thank you, Lord. There's no worse than that. Amen? I wasn't sitting on 270 when it happened. Amen? Praise our God. Sometimes we got to just look at the situation. Praise our God. He said, when you fall into divers temptations, various things are going to happen to us, saints of God. We're living in a world that's transitioning every single day. I think, what does that song say? Swift transitions. I can't remember the exact words of it. But we're living in a world where all kinds of transactions are going on day by day. We have saints of God that are experiencing things in their life right now. Saints of God whose accounts are being compromised. Saints of God whose transactions being fraudulent activity happening on this. Fraudulent things are going to happen to you and I. But look at what he says in verse 3. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Do you have patience to believe that God is able to bring you through? Do you want God to try you so that you know that you're fit for the kingdom of God? But then he went on to say, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Praise God. Praise our God. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. See, if you don't have wisdom, ask God for it. Amen? That giveth all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Oh, but let him ask what? In faith, nothing wavering. Don't go to God and say, well, you know, God, I don't know if you can do this or not, but they told me to pray and ask. But then don't ask him. Amen? You've already wavered in your faith. Amen? Amen? Oh, I believe, saints of God, there's some in there here can give us a testimony that when they were given some information concerning their health, oh, they didn't waver on God. They stood on God's promises. Amen?
Amen.
We can even go back in the word of God. I know oftentimes we go back and we read Job. And many times we go back and we begin to read about what Job went through. You hear people all the time, well, Job went through this and Job dealt with this. Oh, but look at what Job did. Oh, the Bible tells us, turn with me there for a moment. Go back to Job, the first chapter, I believe it is. Praise our God. Praise our God. The Bible tells you the devil is busy, saints of God. I know that some of this God gave me, this one part here God gave me in the morning message. When he says there in Job 1, first chapter, This is what we need to understand about the devil. He said there in verse 6, he said, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Oh, saints of God, Satan will show up everywhere. Amen?
That's right.
He went on to say, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Oh, look at his reply. All boldly, he said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, he said, from going to and fro in the earth. That's what Satan's doing. Satan's going all to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. That's what Satan is letting us know. Why? Because he knows there are people who are lacking in their faith. He knows there's people who have let down on their stand for Almighty God. And so Satan is walking up and down in the earth, going to and fro, waiting, searching out. Remember the Bible tells us back in 1 Peter, about our adversary. He said, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking means he's searching out. That's what he's doing here when he's walking up and down and to and fro throughout the earth. He's seeking out those that he can turn over and say that, well, you know, God didn't come through for me, so now I'm not going to serve him no longer. No, amen. Stand true. Because Job did. Job said in verse 21 of that scripture, if you don't know the story of Job, I encourage you to read the entire chapter. But look at verse 21 of chapter 1. He said, this is what Job said. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Oh, can you glorify God like this? Can you say, blessed be the name of the Lord when you're going through something? Amen? Come on, saints, amen.
Amen.
Blessed be glorified God. Oh, there's some things we're going to be going through. We got to learn how to glorify God in a minute. Blessed be the Lord, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. What does that mean? He didn't turn around and say, well, God, why did you allow me? God, why did I have to go through this? God, why did you take my child? God, why? God, why? No, he didn't charge God foolishly. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Then jump over to chapter 2. Oh, when things kept going on with Job. Look at what happened. And I want you to read this in your leisure. I know due to time. He went over there and Satan was there working and doing all his work. It says, the Bible says there, and the Lord said unto Satan, I'm reading in verse, let me start with verse 1 of chapter 2. He said, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence cometh thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro. Oh, he didn't change his speech, amen? He said, in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Oh, Satan is all over saints of God. He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man. See, he was perfect and he was upright. Amen? But he had to go through something. He said, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. He feared God. He was steadfast in his walk with Almighty God. And still he holdeth fast his integrity. See, he held his integrity no matter what Job was going through. He held his integrity, saints of God. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man has will he give for his life. Oh, but put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. This is what Satan was telling the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth. The Lord was letting him know, I know Job. I know Job is not going to turn on me. Saints of God, hear what the Spirit is saying. When you and I are going through something, can God say to Satan, unto Satan, behold, he is in my hand. Do whatever you feel you can do, because I'm going to be with him. He went on to say, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown, meaning from the bottom of his feet all the way to the crown of his head. He had boils, and he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. And look at what his wife said. See, this is where you don't take ungodly counsel. Then said his wife unto him, does thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? The saints of God, let us see this here. What shall we receive good at the hand of God? You see, all these good things God is doing for us and God is blessing us with. And we're walking around, we're thinking, oh, thank you, Lord, you've been so good. See, he said, what shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? And all this Job, did not Job sin with his lips? Saints of God, when things come, and Job wasn't saying God gives him evil, amen? But the evilness of our times in which we are living, we're going to go through some things. Things are going to happen to us. But later on in Job 13, verse 15, look at what Job said. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. Praise our God. Are we there yet, saints? Amen? Amen? Praise our God. We got to get there, amen? Praise our God. We have faith to believe. We got to stand on that faith. The devil is doing all he can to get people to turn away from God. That's why the wives of life, why this is so prevalent in our time right now. Praise our God. Jesus said to us in John 16:33, these words. He said, I've spoken unto you that in me ye might have peace. You see, Jesus wants his disciples to find peace in him. This peace is not merely worldly comforts or happiness, but a confident rest that comes from us trusting God, trusting God's plan of salvation for our lives. Sometimes, saints of God, we got to get uncomfortable and be able to receive what God has for us. Amen? We had to be put through some fires, amen, in our lives to know that God was able to work. Amen? Oh, because if we didn't go through anything, how would we know God is able? He went on, Jesus went on to say in that passage of scripture there in John, he said, in the world, you should have tribulation. See, Jesus was acknowledging that life in this world was going to involve some difficulty. There's going to be some trials. There's going to be some suffering that all of us might have to go through. That is why he told his disciples in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. See, there's some things we got to go through in this life. We don't need to let our hearts be troubled by all the things that are happening around us. But let us stay with Jesus Christ. Because when we get troubled with the things that are going on around us, we find ourselves drifting away from the things of God. We can allow the cares of this life, as Jesus said in Mark 4, verse 19, and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things, entertain, choke out the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Saints of God, God knows what you and I are dealing with in this life. He's still on his throne. He hasn't left it, amen? But we cannot allow the worldly concerns and the material wealth and desires to overwhelm us and hinder our spiritual growth in God, preventing the word of God from bearing fruit in our lives. We want to bear fruit for Almighty God. Oh, we've got to trust God, amen? Allow the things of this earth to grow strangely dim in the light of God's glory and grace. Got to hold on to God. You can't let go of God. Things are happening all around us. Don't let go. Jesus went on to say in John 16, but be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome the world. You see, Jesus was letting us know that in spite of the challenges of life, he is encouraging his disciples to take heart. Because he had already conquered the world through his victory over sin and death. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, this verse reminds us that as believers, we can find peace in Jesus. Have you found that peace? Amen? Have you found that peace for your soul? Even in the midst of all of life's struggles, have we found that peace? God always provides a way. Amen? He'll provide a way for us to go through. He told us so in Isaiah 43. I know we know it well, saints of God. But God will always provide a way. He always gives us hope and assurance to follow him. Look at what he says there in Isaiah 43. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh, when you're afflicted in your body. See, there's sometimes there's afflictions that are going on. And some of us are going through some afflictions right now. God said, I will be with thee. He said, and through the rivers, he said, they shall not overflow thee. All the rivers of life, they may come in like a tsunami, amen? Sometimes they come in all at one time. You may have this happening, this going on, and this going on, amen? But he said, I will be with thee, and through the waters, through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Just because they come in, he said, the word of God tells us, he said, it will come in like a flood, but the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Amen? Oh, that happens, saints of God. He said, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh, we know the story of the three Hebrew boys. Oftentimes we go back and we quote it, and we talk about Shadrach. We talk about Meshach and Abednego. We talk about what they went through. And how that they were there in that fire when Nebuchadnezzar threw them in there, King Nebuchadnezzar threw them into that fire. They were there and they were in that fire. Oh, they thought many would think all alone they were in that fire. No, but they were there with Almighty God. But before they got into the fire, they had to take a stand against the enemy. Yes. Hear what the Spirit is saying, saints of God. Before we get into the fires of life, we've got to take a stand by faith in Almighty God.
We got to know that God is able to deliver us. Do we believe that? Do we believe when we get ready to go through something? We've got to have full confidence in Almighty God. Do we have that this afternoon? Do we have the full confidence to know that if I've got to go through something, I'm going to go through with Almighty God? Because we can quote what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. We can quote that all day long, that they stood with boldness when they met up with King Nebuchadnezzar. But are we able to have that same boldness that they said? We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Oh, but they didn't stop there. They said, but if not. See, that's the thing we've got to know, saints of God. We've got to know that if God doesn't deliver us, if he doesn't deliver us from cancer, if he doesn't deliver us from a thorn in the flesh, if he doesn't deliver us from us working this job and we're tired on it each and every day, we've got to still be steadfast in our faith with Almighty God. We've got to be able to say, as they said, but if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They had settled in their mind, live or die, I am the Lord. If God doesn't deliver us, we are not going to bow down to you. Praise God. Are we there yet, saints? Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
You got to get there, amen? Even in the midst of life's struggles, we got to have confidence and courage in God to stand steadfast in our walk with God. We can't allow ourselves to look at our situation and our circumstances and begin to say, well, why is God allowing this? I've been saved all these years. Why is God allowing this? I'm doing it. No, don't boast and brag about what you're doing.
Amen.
Amen. Because everything we do is to be done to the glory and honor of Almighty God. God didn't tell us because we paid our tithes, we wouldn't have any trials. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't tell me that. Amen.
No.
God didn't tell us because we call on his name that we wouldn't be going through anything in this life. No. We got to know how to have confidence in the God we serve. We got to know that being united with Christ Jesus, we're going to suffer some persecution. Amen. That we're going to go through some things in this life. Amen. Praise our God. I think it was about a week ago, Sister Millicent had placed in the bulletin, she placed this thought that said, a day hymned in prayer seldom unravels. I believe that's how that thought went. Saints of God, I don't know about you, but prayer is important in our lives, amen? It's important for us to commune with God. It's important for us to have that private time with Almighty God, just to ourselves, amen? Time where we can just cry out to God. That's why I like the morning stillness time, the hours in the morning when everything is still. There, you don't hear all the traffic flowing out there early in the part of the morning. And I can sit down and I can begin to commune with God and meditate and pray. Pray for the family of God. Pray for myself. Pray for my family. Pray for lost souls. I can call out to Almighty God in that still, quiet moment. But see, that's uniting with Jesus Christ, coming to him in prayer. Because we know that God is able. Amen? But we've got to ask. Jesus has told us in the Word of God, if we want anything, if we want something, we got to ask God, amen?
Amen.
We can't just sit down and say, well, you know that I'm here, I'm serving God, and God's got to do this. No, we've got to come to God in prayer and ask God. He told us in the Word of God, he said, if you want it, you should ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, he said, and the door shall be opened unto you, amen? So if you haven't asked him, that's why you're not receiving. Amen?
If you haven't come to God and said, hey, you know, God, come down and get on your knees down to God in prayer and begin to talk to him and have a little, what was the song Sister Carol talk? Have a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen? Get out and talk with Jesus about what's going on. Get out and tell him all the troubles. Amen? I can't remember all the words of that song. You got to tell Jesus about it. You may say, well, God already knows. No, God wants you to come to him. God wants you to tell him. God wants you to share with him. God wants you to open up to him because God wants you to learn how to lean and depend on him in the time of trial. God wants us to lean less on the world and more on Almighty God. God doesn't want us to, you know, if things are not going right and we can't find souls or we can't find this, that I'll go to the doctor field and Oprah's of this world. No, God wants us to come to Jesus. Amen. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to pray and ask him in prayer and believe that Jesus is able to move that mountain out of the way. Amen? How many have found that to be so? Amen? Praise our God. That's the only way we're going to be able to grow in grace is when we get quiet time with God. Get quiet time to get in to pray to God and say, you know, Father, I'm going through some things right now. I need you. Amen? I need you like I've never needed you before. You know, there's a song that says, I need thee every hour. Oh, most precious Lord. You see, we can't live without God. I don't know about you, but I can't live without him. And I'm not going to try. So I need God every hour of the day. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Amen. Remember those words?
Yes.
I don't have them all before me, but that's what the word, the hymn says, because we need God. We say we want to be united with Christ Jesus and one spirit. Then if we need God, we've got to go to God in prayer. How do we unite? That's one way we unite, by coming to God in prayer. Paul said over in Thessalonians, praise our God. We're coming to a close, and I know we have the fellowship downstairs. But Paul, listen to what Paul says there in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, praise our God. And he was speaking to the brethren, and he's speaking to you and I today. Praise our God. The time in which we are living right now, we've got to be prayerful. He tells us in verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians 5, he said, rejoice evermore. Thank God, we got to learn how to rejoice in God. Rejoice in the thing. I know times are troubling. We can say it all day long, all night long. It's not going to change. But we still got to rejoice evermore. Then he tells us, pray without ceasing. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Always have a prayer on your lips. Always be ready to pray for a situation. You may not be able to drop down on your knees and close your eyes. We were on our way here, Lord, on yesterday. And as we were coming, a car had slid. You know, it was snowing at that time. We were coming. A car had slid off the road into the embankment. And the guy was trying to get out of his car and everything. And I just began to pray. I was praying as we were driving along. I was just saying, thank you, Lord, for traveling mercy thus far. Thank you, Lord. Then get there. Pray for that situation. That's what God wants us doing. God doesn't want, oh, how did that happen? What did that? No, that's not. We've got to pray, saints of God. Amen? He said, in everything give what? Give thanks. Everything give thanks. He didn't say only when all the bills are paid in the household and the bank account has more money in it than you're trying to figure out what else you can spend the money on. But he said, in everything give thanks, for this is what? The will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, concerning me. Then he tells us, quench not the spirit. Oh, and this is a big one. Despise not prophesying. Despise not the preaching and teaching of God's word. Oh, the preaching and teaching of word, God's word is profitable for us. It's profitable for you and I, profitable for our soul. Then he tells us, approve all things. Hold fast that which is good. And then he said, abstain from all appearance of evil. We got to abstain from it. Get away from it. Amen? Don't allow ourselves to be associated with or around it. And then he went on to say, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, meaning entirely, from the crown to the soles of your feet. He can sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, oh, not half of it. That's your soul, your whole spirit and soul and body. He's speaking of it there. Everything, your mind, your thoughts, everything. Be preserved blameless. See, people got to have a blameless mind, amen? You got to have a blameless walk with Almighty God. He said, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. God didn't say we can get into this walk, and we've been in it for a little while, but it's okay if we sin just a little bit on the road. No. He said, blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Oh, and Paul didn't stop there. He said, brethren, pray for us. Saints of God, let us continue to pray for one another. Let us continue to hold each other up. I know we have it in our bulletin. 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, 23rd verse. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Let us pray for one another every single day. Let us not forget. All of us need prayer. I need your prayers. Brother Byron needs your prayers. Sister Blake needs your prayers. Sister Smith needs your prayer. Every one of us need your prayers. And turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. Verse 3, and I'll leave this thought with you. As I said, that I know we have a fellowship dinner downstairs, but I thank God for the word of God. And I know that something has been said. I'm going to say like brother said, even on yesterday, something's been said because it's the word of God. Amen. And God said his word would not return unto him void. God's word is forever settled. God's word will not fail. God's word is not going to fall short. Amen. But Paul says there in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 1, he said, finally, brother, he said, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And be glorified even as it is with you. That we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. See, everybody in this world does not have faith. He said, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I remember brother saying this the other day when he was, I believe it was last Wednesday or the Wednesday before, and he said when he prays, he said, Lord, protect me, keep me safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, allow no accident to fall me, and keep me from evil. See, we can pray these things, saints of God. He said, and we have confidence in the Lord. Is our confidence in God? You say we're united with Jesus Christ, but do we have confidence in God? He said, and we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and to the patient waiting of Christ. Saints of God, we've got to be vigilant in the work of the Lord. We say that we're united with Jesus Christ. And our scripture text says to us, he said, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. It doesn't have spirits. One spirit. And John 4, 24 said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Are we worshiping God that way? God bless you. It's my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you,
Lord.
Amen. Thank God.
Bless God for his precious, precious word.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God. We cannot unite with Christ unless we're like Christ.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. And as Pastor said, we must be vigilant. In these last days, we look and we see what's happening all around us. Surely we can see the need to be united with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, in these last days, because the word of God has prophesied to us those things that would come in the last days. And we see these things around us. This pastor was preaching and talking about the importance of standing. I was looking and she quoted a portion of this scripture in Revelation 6:17, "For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" We've got to stand according to the word of God.
Amen.
According to what was preached.
Amen.
Not what someone says in a podcast or winds of doctrine. Because the Bible says there will be false teachers and false teachers. We've got to stand on the truth of God's precious word in order to be united with Christ Jesus. Because as she read to us, the scripture she gave to us, in John, the first chapter, Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to be united with him, then we have to be in concord with the Word of God. We can't be in conflict. We have to be in agreement. Our whole life, everything about us has to be in agreement with the Word of God. So we thank God for this message. And we look forward to more. More about being united with Christ. What shall we say?
238.
Shall we stand and turn to number 238 in the evening light? Number 238 in the evening light. I will follow thee.
I will follow thee, my Savior, wheresoe'er my lot may be. Where thou goest, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, I'll follow thee. I will follow thee, my Thou hast trod this way before me.
Praise God.
And I gladly follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. Though 'tis long and dark and dreary,
Jenkins preached that we're going to have to go through some things.
Yes.
We might get a diagnosis mm-hmm. of a disease that is a disease of dread.
Mm-hmm.
We might have financial difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
There might be persecutions that we have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
There may be financial setbacks. There are many things that are detailed in this song.
Mm-hmm.
Though the road be rough and stormy, trackless as the foaming sea. So there's not even a path. There's no track. There's no, and if you think about the sea, there's no path of footprints to follow. But it says Jesus has trod this way before us. It says, and I gladly follow thee. It may be lone. We may be lonely. Maybe dark and dreary, cheerless though my path may be. If thy voice, Lord, if I just hear your voice
come
before
on,
me.
Come on, amen.
Lord, if thy voice I hear before me, fearlessly I'll follow thee. And we understand that his voice is his word.
Amen.
So we can get comfort. We can get guidance from the word of God and the spirit of God.
Amen.
Are we going to follow no matter what?
Amen.
God won't quit on us.
Amen.
It's up to us not to quit on God.
Amen.
That fourth verse said, though I meet with tribulation. And Jesus said that we would have some.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor gave us John chapter 16, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Said, in the world you shall have tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So it says, though I meet with tribulation, sorely tempted though I be, I remember thou wast tempted. We know that Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Amen.
And that's the expectation for us. If we're going to be children of God, it has to be yet without sin.
Amen.
Even as Jesus was tempted, yet he did not sin. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. It says, and rejoice to follow thee. So even in temptation, we're rejoicing to follow the Lord because he took the way before us. And that fifth verse, though thou leadest through afflictions, saints are going to have afflictions. We're going to have afflictions because these bodies that we dwell in, these material bodies, are subject to the same afflictions that are in the world. The Lord said so. He said, poor, forsaken though I be, and that's forsaken of men because Jesus said he never leave us nor forsake us. But might be family, it might be friends, it might be neighbors, it might be they might forsake us. But Jesus said he never would. It goes on and says, thou wast destitute, afflicted. Jesus was. All of these things. He said, and I only follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. Jesus paid the price. He paid the ultimate price for us. So that last line of that song, and though all men should forsake thee by thy grace, because he said, my grace is sufficient to thee, I'll follow thee. Thank God. Thank God for his precious word. Thank God for song poets that as we sing the songs, as we read the words, we can see that they were anointed of God to write these songs, to write these words, because they witness to those things that we know in our hearts when we know the Lord. And so we can say, yes, Lord, I will follow thee. And say, Lord, I'll follow you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We often sing that, so I'll go with him. I'll go with him through the garden.
Amen.
I'll go with him to the judgment.
Amen. Amen.
He will give me grace and glory, but I've got to go with him.
Amen.
I've got to be united with him.
Amen.
And go with him all the way.
All the way.
Praise our God. Thank God for his precious word.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Let us, saints, let us redouble our efforts, all of our consecration, all of our heart, all of our life, all of our strength, to be united with Christ Jesus and follow him all the way. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone with a need? Anyone with a special need? Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your precious word this day. We thank you, Lord, for how it ministered to our hearts and how it ministered to our souls, dear God. From the first word of the message, Lord, to the last word of the message, dear Father, Lord, how your spirit, Lord, is dealing with our hearts and our minds, dear God. Lord, how we have to have a made-up mind to serve you, dear God. Lord, in your word, you said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Lord, help us, Lord, not to be unstable, Lord, but help us, Lord, to be anchored. Help us, Lord, to be established in your word, dear God, that we may follow you, dear God, all the way. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this great plan of salvation, whereby we may be reconciled to you, dear Father, and united with Christ Jesus through his blood. We thank you, Lord, for the word that was preached to us today. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to help us, Lord, to rehearse it in our minds and in our hearts, dear God. Help us, Lord, to look back at the scriptures, dear Lord, that were given to us today. Open our understanding, dear God. Take us deeper. Take us higher, dear God, in thee. This we ask in the name of Christ Jesus. Truly, Lord, we see the need, Lord, to be united with Christ Jesus. Because, Lord, if we're not united with Christ, Lord, we're going to be united with the devil. And we know, Lord, where that will lead. We know, dear God, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, which is Christ Jesus, is eternal life. And so, Lord, help us, Lord, Father, to hold on, dear God, to the promise of this precious gift. We thank you, Lord, for your word this day. And we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jenkins, dear God, who truly preached your word to us, dear God, in the power of the Spirit. Help us now, Lord, to obey it in the power of the Spirit and to walk in the power of the Spirit according to your divine word. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember us, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to be true, Lord, to thee. Help us, Lord, to follow you all the way, dear God. Lord, remember, Lord, the upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, you know all about, dear God, what's needful, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would provide, dear God, what is needed, Lord, that the hand that was raised, dear God, may be strengthened in thee, dear God, through your precious word and through your spirit. Lord, if there are any, dear God, who are listening to your word, Lord, who are unsaved, oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Lord, that they would seek you, Lord, that they would truly run after you, dear God. Lord, seeking, dear God, your great salvation, Lord, while, dear Father, it is being held out to them. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord. Father, if there be a soul, dear God, who is truly seeking you, oh, Lord, for salvation, oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that, Lord, you would deal with them, dear God. Lord, that you would labor with them, Lord, that you would strive with them, dear Father, Lord, that they might find salvation, that they might find deliverance, that they might find rest from sin, dear God, in thee. Truly, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word, and we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, truly to hide it in our hearts, dear Father. And, Lord, help us, Lord, to continue to feed from it, dear Lord, that we might be stronger and stronger in thee. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his word.
I would like to say thank you, Lord, for your prayers for Liam. Liam has been here, and he's been smiling at us. He's been eating his food. So I thank the Lord for your prayers. Liam has lost a lot of weight, but I thank the Lord that he's feeling much better today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And this is Sister Holmes.
Yes, Sister Holmes.
I thank the Lord for what he has done for me and what he is doing for me. He took care of his son. I believe I'm in the family, and he's taking care of me.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Truly, you are in the family of God. Amen.
Amen.
For Sunday, February 25th, 2024, our scripture for meditation was Psalm 37:16. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As Pastor referenced the scripture, a scripture that admonishes us, enjoins us to pray. 1 Samuel 12:23. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
Amen.
Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November Turkey Giveaway Jar is always open to receive funds. Choir rehearsal next Sunday. Fellowship dinner will follow morning service this afternoon. Please, please plan to stay, fellowship, and eat. Amen. Amen. Wednesday Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week to London Jenkins on February 29th. That's a rare birthday. We only see that once every 4 years. Amen. Our thought for today, allow Jesus to be your seatbelt and not your safety net when you need him. Amen. Praise our God. I like that. A seatbelt means that you're anchored in place. Safety net implies falling from somewhere, doesn't it? Rather, he be my seatbelt. Amen. And please remember the saints, family, and friends that are on our prayer list in the bulletin. Amen. And I don't know, ma'am, I'm not seeing it. If we could possibly add Sister Beverly Carroll to our list, that would be wonderful. Amen. Thank God. We're glad to see Brother Joseph this morning, and he brought a visitor, Augustine Dichter. Amen. So glad to have you this morning, today. We're glad that you are here, and we hope to want to see you again. We hope to see you again, and we hope that you will stay and eat as well, that you and Brother Joseph will stay and eat and fellowship. Amen. Amen. We can smell the food downstairs. So. We will continue to remember those who are sick and you know, those that we miss. Amen. This morning. Amen. Shall we stand? Amen. 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 Brother Byron, ask if you would dismiss us with prayer and. Also ask that the Lord, thanking the Lord for the food that's been provided and that the Lord would add his blessings, that we might be nourished by him.
Amen. Dear God in heaven and Father.
Amen.
As we come before thee once again in prayer, we truly want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We want to say thank you for this day.
Amen.
Thank you for allowing us to gather together in the house of God.
Amen.
Fellowship one with another.
Mm-hmm.
And be in unity with your spirit.
Amen.
Dear God.
Receiving your word and the understanding of your word.
Lord bless.
We ask that thou would bless us. Continue to think on the things that thou hast spoken unto us.
Dear God.
That they would be in our hearts and in our minds.
Please, Lord.
To realize that we must be obedient to your word.
Mm-hmm.
And to have fellowship with thee.
Yes.
Ask your blessing upon this meeting this day in the presence of them. Now we ask your blessings upon the food and drink that we're about to receive in the lower auditorium. That it be for nourishment, health, and strength for our body.
Dear God.
We thank you for the hands that's preparing it. We thank you for the finance that was able to buy.
Amen.
And we pray for those that are less fortunate and have not.
Mm-hmm.
Allow us to be thankful once we have eaten.
Yes. Yes.
I have thine own divine way when we travel to go to our separate homes. We ask that thou would go before us and make our pathway sure. Now we ask that once again thou would bless us as we have gathered this day in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. You're welcome, Sister Holmes. You're welcome. Lord bless you.
God, we sure will. We sure will. We sure will. God bless you.
Sister Lillian,
darling.
Yeah,
we'll get
you home.
You're still on mute.
Bless the Lord.
Brother Joseph brought a young man with him.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was August. He's doing pretty good.
Augustine Victor.
Good, thank you. Okay, well, let me go find him.
Okay,
honey.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I I'm I got too much stuff and I'm all alone. I got too much stuff. I'm trying to do yard work and all that kind of stuff now.
Right.
Working in the house.
You
know,
I don't have time to help. You don't need help with stuff getting stones up and all
sorts.
How are you, Robert?
Good.
Good.
Good, boy.
Good. Your keys turned on yet?
Yeah, I got them.
Oh, you got them?
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
Thank you.